Radio Namaste is brought to you by your host, the blue-collar goddess, Sarah Nash, and a small crew of guest personalities determined to amuse, entertain, and occasionally astonish you. And now, Radio Namaste, a different brand of enlightenment streaming live across this galaxy and probably a few more.
It's Thursday. It's sunny on the side of the Olympic National Forest in the United States of America, and this is Sarah Nash as your host, and you're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network, bringing you enlightenment, the blue-collar goddess way. Hey, remember to hit me up on our Twitter at Radio Namaste with hashtag #BlueCollarGoddess. You'll get in the opportunity to be in the drawing for a free one-hour Skype session, and that's kind of cool because I really give good Skype. I'm going to put all those love notes in a hat. Zen Master Ted is going to snag one out, and Motorized Millie will announce the winner at the end of each month when she joins me as my guest host. So hashtag that blue collar goddess to at Radio Namaste and get in the hat for the goods. Those are the good goods. Anyways, you already know that you don't have to download an app to get live streaming access to this conscious community called Om Times Radio if you're listening live. But you're going to want to check out the archives for past shows at the Om Times Podbean portal or on Namaste, that's with an H.com, in the show archive section of my website. Zen Master Ted's going to give you a tweet about that in a minute or two, so you want to star that and make it a favorite for easy access later. You know, it's always a little thrilling each time I look at where my listeners are. And when I pull up my stats, and it's actually a little humbling too. So many of you are tuning in from other countries that I feel like collecting flags and putting them all over my website on a map. And I might do that. But as a global community, we are facing a crisis of health here in the West. I mean, the statistics are really, they're kind of mind-blowing. I mean, 2/3 of our population is overweight or obese, and nearly 1 in 2 adults suffer from, like, a chronic illness, and more than 1/4 of our children are living with chronic health conditions, and we're suffering really more than ever from diseases, and these are caused by lifestyle, and we actually choose to have these diseases, and it's time to ask ourselves, well, why? What are we doing? One of my favorite movies is called Branded. It's an eye-opening, a truly philosophical, it's like a paranormal romp about how media shapes our minds and bodies. And it's about this guy who like suddenly has this like a epiphany, and suddenly he can see all these entities like attached to people every time they eat like a hamburger or, you know, like a, and I don't want to like throw anything out there, but it is amazing. And it's worldwide. Well, one of my favorite people on this planet, Angela Levesque, she takes the fantasy element out of certain truths, and she gives us a really different perspective on how we can cancel the apocalypse by opening our hearts and our bodies to our birthright. It is our birthright of natural healing through really practical and conscious connections with everything. I mean, she doesn't know that I had a health crisis that nearly killed me a few years ago, and I began researching some alternative healing methods. Intuitively, I knew that my health issues were a result of adrenal fatigue mainly, and I didn't want to go to the Western route of slice and dice and Medicaid, really. It's just, I talked to a few physicians and doctors, and they were like, you know, people don't understand how important your adrenals are, and they're not taken seriously until you're dead. It's like, oh, look at that. Their organs melted. Anyways, I saw a comment that my guest today, Angela, made in a blog post somewhere to a college student. And this was like, actually, I think it was like 3 years ago, because I was telling Zen Master Ted this morning, I was still living in our house, not here. So this girl had actually lost the freshman 15 instead of gaining it. And she was like really lamenting the holiday break and going back home to like eat mom's food. And she was like, and Angela was the only one in this really long thread of commenters that said, hey, awesome, enjoy the holiday and stay sane. You know, have a freaking cookie and stop worrying. You have a choice, right? And you've chose wisely. So remember, you know, your worry is more dangerous than the 2 pounds you might gain, and you're definitely going to lose when you get back to school. So happy holidays. And I was like, who is this smart person? I love her. So I was like, you know, it was just this odd comment, and it's funny because I've met some really incredible people by actually just reading the comments. And so I started stalking her. I was like, I started like following her all over the place. And then I started Om Times, and I was like, Anyways, hi, Angela. Thanks for thanks for making me aware that, like, the healing the world begins with me. I was like, I'm a superhero. I can do this. Like, and so I had to put away my jelly beans a few weeks ago because they were making me look like a hot air balloon. It was like, hey, thanks, high fructose corn syrup. You know, and it's really all your fault that I knew why. So, hi.
Hi. Well, hey, isn't awareness, it is that double-edged sword, because sometimes, you know, ignorance is bliss, right? All of a sudden, as soon as you start to pay attention, you're like, oh, I understand how uncomfortable this is making me now. And then it continues to be uncomfortable until you choose something different. And
yeah, that's the thing. Thanks to you, I no longer enjoy movie popcorn.
Movie popcorn. There's so many things wrong with movie popcorn. But one thing I want to say, going back to your comment, which I don't even remember saying that, but that sounds like me. And when I teach often, I get that a lot, that people are like, it's so refreshing to hear that it's not like people get stuck in this black and white mentality. Like, okay, if I'm doing this, I can never have that again. And that's why we fail. That's why we fail. Life's not about perfection. It's about balance. So if you want to go to your mom's house and enjoy the food, do so mindfully and enjoy the heck out of it. Mm-hmm. And realize, because, you know, oh my goodness, going back to your comment about branded and everything and the way that the media feeds into it, they teach us that we can't trust ourselves. And then our mind goes in and then we have this conversation and, well, see, you had those jelly beans last week. Obviously, we can't trust you. Instead of you just enjoying the heck out of those jelly beans, but understanding that that can't be your everyday choice because it doesn't serve you. Not because somebody says you shouldn't, but because it doesn't serve who and where you want to be in life. So,
have you seen Branded? Do you know the movie I'm talking about?
I haven't, but I wrote it down while you
so
were speaking.
So good. Oh my goodness. You have to see it. It's kind of mind blowing because it starts out, well, a good friend of mine, said, listen, I think this, or was it my daughter? Oh no. It was my daughter. That's right. Cause I watched it actually with the, Stockwell's, Rizal Natik. They actually came over. I'm like, hey, watch this movie with me. my daughter was like, mom, I think this is how you see the world because I see entities attached to people. Like I see like weird, awesome, bizarre and strange things. And it's like, I often think if people sit inside me for a little while, one of two things would happen. Like everybody would just like go completely stark raving nuts or everybody would be like, whoa, okay. Yeah, this is super cool. You're also an intuitive, by the way, which was very exciting for me because I was like, oh, you're so smart. Oh my God, you're psychic too. You.
It took me a really, I have been very intuitive for a while and I've known, but it took me a while to just say that. And that's one thing I really appreciate about you is that you have very clearly found your voice. And I would say that that has been something, even though I write and I speak and I communicate for a living, that sometimes I get caught up in this place between propriety and all those, you know, the shitting, mm-hmm. and then who I really am. And you are an excellent communicator in every, I've seen you write, I've seen you, obviously, I've heard you speak, and you speak authentically with your true voice in every occasion. And I really, really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, because that's exactly how I feel about you. It's like you give permission to people to be human, to have fun. And it's interesting because I have a lot of friends and I don't want to hurt their feelings because they're mondo awesome health coaches and homeopathic healers and things like that. I actually have a friend who's an amazing yoga master. And it's funny because I was just telling Peter, I said, you know, she reminds me of a kinder, gentler Kathy Hammonds. She's the one who actually had, she gave me my, you know, come to God moment when she started saying, listen, you need to start doing yoga. You have got to start doing yoga or you're going to die. I was like, oh, I don't want to die, you know, but she's really softened up. And I it's funny because I know she occasionally listens to me. She's gonna be like, way to throw me under a bus, Sarah. Like, no, you're so mean. Like she was the one who, when she started like teaching me how to release my psoas and the muscles, like, and she was like, just suck it up. It was like, you're not nice. You're not nice. There's something very gentle and kind and yet very, you have an energy about you that is almost, I'm like kind of, I get super squee about you. I really believe that you were meant to be a super celebrity.
Well, thank you.
I think you should like focus on, I mean, I'm not even going to say it here online because like, but I personally think that you should focus on having your own, like the conscious view. You know what I mean? It's like, you should, who is that? The host of The View? Who is the,
Connie Walters? She started The View, but
yeah. No, she's a beautiful Asian woman and she hosts Big Brother. Connie.
Yeah.
Golly. Okay. I can't think of who it is, but I was like, you know, I could see you like having this show where you bring in all these women because like you don't allow mean girls on in your, oh wow. 1 minute. Really?
Yeah.
Have we honestly been talking that long? Good Lord. Weird. Anyways, I could see you like going, okay, your little inner mean girl has to go sit down because we're going to be nice here.
Well, you know, I just doing things because you should or doing things. We're so good at telling people do this or do that. We tell them what to do and how to do it. But until people look within and understand why they want to do stuff and they need to want to do it. It has to be an extension of who they are. Just to say, yes, do this because it's healthy. Well, if you don't like doing it, then you won't do it. It's not going to be enduring. And that's why we end up with this giant health crisis.
Well, that's what I want to talk about when we come back from our break, because the first line of your book is disease is resistance. And I want to talk to you about what that means, because I think that's like at the foundation of a lot of Western medical issues.
I hear music.
I do too. Like, it's coming. It's like dun, 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 dun. I love my music too, by the way. I every once in a while I'm like dun, 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 dun. I'm like yeah, so I do. I want to talk about your book when we come back. That's going to be right. Awesome.
Sounds good.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi.
Hello.
I was thinking every time I hear that commercial regarding business, like I think of a drinking game I used to do when we were in college. We used to watch Star Trek, old Star Trek episodes, and we'd take a shot every time somebody said, "He's dead, Jim," or, you know, it was like if we had to take a shot every time they said business.
This would be even more fun.
Well, we walk around our house now and we're like, business. And every time we hear like somebody say business, we're like, I mean, it's like very subliminal. I think it's amazing. It's like way to market. But yeah, disease is resistance. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's it means different things at different levels of the body. So I think if we're looking at kind of the universal truths, I really feel that this is a time of ushering in an awakening, just expanding our consciousness. And right now, our bodies are not up for that level of expanded consciousness. It's like we have this huge, huge, huge wave of just light and energy and information that's just trying to, you know, move through us. And yet we are stuck, you know, filling our bodies with crap. And again, before we get into this conversation, I just want to talk a little bit about what I said about the break, that as I talk about these things, I'm talking about them in general. Mm-hmm. But everybody, and hopefully we'll get to this as we continue this conversation, needs to have and find those truths on their own level. So when I talk about fast food, I'm talking about it in general. I'm not here to preach and say, don't ever eat fast food. I'm here saying that in general, when we look at our something like our food supply system, the way we deliver our food, the way that that food impacts the health of the environment, all of that is creating a resistance in our body. Even if you look at something like type 2 diabetes, which is on the rise here, and that is about insulin resistance. When we look at leptin, when we look at being an overweight, leptin, we see a bunch of people. Leptin is it's actually an active part of in our fat that tells our body when we're full. But as you get bigger and bigger, you actually, your body goes into leptin resistance. And so
spell
it no
that.
Longer.
Spell leptin. Is it, are we talking about?
L-E-P-T-I-N.
Okay. All right.
So we have all of these communicators in our body, and they're going into, we're becoming resistant to them. So on a very physical level, we are in resistance to the food we're eating. We're in resistance to just the crazy amount of, we have such accessibility issues now with our phone and Facebook and all of this stuff. We're always, always, right in the electromagnetic frequencies of all of that. That's creating resistance in the body. But our bodies just aren't up for this huge wave of consciousness that's trying to come over the planet. And so that in itself is resistance. And we're not listening to our bodies. We're not listening. We're not understanding. You know, we talk about these buzzwords, mind, body, spirit. And we can have them as an intellectual concept. We can understand our body. We can understand our five senses. But we don't understand this idea that how they all work together and that they're very integrated. And not only that, that my body, spirit is integrated with your mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. We're connected mentally, physically, energetically, spiritually, in every way. We're actually all little holographs of the larger cosmos. And when we don't understand these truths, that is what the resistance is. And then there's also the mental resistance. There's all of these expectations, these shoulds, these ideas that we talked about before the break of how we should act, what we should do, what we should eat, all of this. And this also creates this really chaotic state in the body, because we have all of these attachments and all of these expectations put on by ourselves, put on by people in the external world. And that, again, that causes all sorts, because we are mind, body, spirit, the way that we perceive things has an impact on the body. So it's just so all incredibly connected.
It's like this domino effect, though. I mean, it's Jack LaLanne used to tell people, if it tastes good, spit it out. So right there, you know, it's like, okay, if it tastes good and you have to spit it out, that means that you're basically giving yourself a life of tasteless cardboard food in order to maintain a vibration of having, you know, a hard body. But it's funny, because the guy who, Zen Master Ted, the dude who like invented jogging as a sport, or didn't he die of a heart attack on the side of the road?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, okay, we have all these, like, again, this is one of the things that I love about you, is because you do talk about the balance. You're like, hey, if you're going to have a jelly bean, enjoy that jelly bean and give yourself three. It's like, you know, we have to also remember too, that, you know, maybe the earth just needed enough plastic and she's going to shake us off her back like ants or something.
Well, that could be. I'm kind of hoping, though, that that's not the case. That I hope that we awaken up enough that we can understand that we are not different. We are not separate from nature. And we have some pretty big crises that I speak about in the book that are looming. And one of them that's so very important right now is water. Look at California. They have 1 year of water left.
Okay, so honey, let's sell our property out there.
You know, that's and people, I said that to somebody and they're like, oh, well, good luck to them for figuring it out. I'm like, they have like the fourth largest economy in the world with mm-hmm. all of the agriculture. If you think for a second that that doesn't impact us, not to mention they have, you know, 35 million people that live in that state.
we just actually went there to renew Zen Master Ted's passport because he's a Danish citizen and you have to go to the consulate. So we drove from Sacramento to Joshua Tree a few weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, actually. And if you go to Radio Namaste, I have Radio Namaste roadshows. They're kind of fun. But I have girls eating insects in a candy store. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh, you have to go look at this video. It's hysterical. I got these four girls to eat chocolate covered crickets.
That sounds crunchy.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because one of the comments came from somebody who champions eating insects. There's this movie out there called Snowpiercer, and all these people eat in the back of the. It's. I love movies, by the way. I live in this alternate reality. I'm gonna write a movie. But anyways, they're eating insects. Like they put insects in bars. Like they just make health bars out of insects. So it's like we do have the solutions, but. Again, another movie, 444 with Willem Dafoe, talks about how our ozone layer completely just dissolves. And when that happens, we're toast, literally. Very bright white toast, and it's the end. And because we just keep ignoring, we have this like blindness. And one of the things that I think you're telling us, Angela, is take off the blinders. Take off the blinders and understand that the ground that you walk on feeds the body that you live in, which breathes the air that you exist in. That's mm-hmm. what I got when I started reading your stuff. It's like, you can't separate this from this from this.
No, you can't. And not in the smallest little part of our cells, to our organ systems, to our bodies, to our families, to our communities, everything. And we are seeing... did you ever see that? It's a really popular YouTube video. Before it was a YouTube video, it was actually by Carl Sagan, and he talks about the pale blue dot.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. Yes.
And when you look at that, you just realize, like, it seems so ludicrous to me that we are still fighting with people who are, yes, they're, you know, across the world, but they're our neighbors. I mean, we're like on this, and now we have the internet and stuff, and we can appreciate that. You know, it's not just their story over there. It's our brothers and our sisters and our families. And it's becoming more difficult. And I think this is my personal opinion. I think that's why we're seeing more post-traumatic stress disorder. I think part of it is because more people can speak about it. But it's so much more difficult to put people in that little enemy combatant box now when they can see, you know, they can watch footage in real time across the world about what they're doing. And I think it's so much more difficult. And I think that's part and parcel of this wave of consciousness, this wave of awakening that's coming in. It's just that we're not giving our bodies the tools in order to accommodate. We're not creating the vessels that we need to accommodate this consciousness.
Fact, but you're actually kind of critical of our government and certain corporations, well, corporations in your book. Why is that? I mean, how do our industries need to change to fit into our new paradigm and make us all it's like, okay, let's all get along. It's not Pepsi versus Coke. Let's dump them both. And unless it's Mexican Coke, which is just made from pure sugar and it's okay. You know, I'm talking about the stuff you drink, people. Stop it. Jeez, like I got hit with this. She's talking about drugs. No, I'm talking about, food as a drug. Food as a drug. Food yes. as a means to an end. It's like we're so hungry and we're so empty that it's like we're going to stuff our faces.
We are overweight and malnourished at the same time.
Well,
think
you
about
aren't.
That.
We aren't. Well. I mean, I might be, but you aren't. I mean, you're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
What's this we in here, honey?
But, you know, I do. I talk about the corporatocracy, that we are moving now more and more towards the way the campaigns are funded, all of that, we are moving towards a government that only speaks for the special interest groups. So big pharma, big agri, big food, all of those people. And now, we're getting more technology lobbyists and stuff moving into Washington. And that matters. We can't have, because then what happens is our governments then are beholden to ultimately to those shareholders again, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
Shareholders don't give a crap about our environment. And I think that, and that's why my point of this book is we need to start in our own home, and literally and figuratively our own homes, our own bodies, where we live. And we need to open our eyes up to understand. And the thing about the corporations is they have the infrastructure to change things en masse. I mean, that's what they do, right? They make decisions.
I mean, it really is pretty simple. The bottom line, though, is I'm a little bit worried about our ozone layer, too, and global warming, because aside from the fact that, corporations are very greedy and they don't give a crap, the bottom line is that if our ozone layer goes, really, Zen Master Ted, really, we have a minute? Jeez Louise. Seriously, I think we're having way too much fun. But we're going to die if we don't do something about this earth. And the bottom line is that we need to, in fact, I'm going to have Todd Helt on in a couple of weeks. He's from the University of Chicago. He teaches a class there about global warming. And I used to joke with him. I used to do my little sparkle snorting fairy voice. I used to go, oh my God, global warming is like not a real thing. That's not a thing. The last time I talked to him, I'm like, it's not a thing. He's like, okay, get me on your show. But consciousness is not going to matter at all when our ozone layer opens up and we have 44 seconds to live.
You're right.
Take that, Monsanto,
You're right. It's not, but at the same time, so I think the conversation about the government and the corporations is a separate conversation, which we'll get back to when we return here.
No, I want to talk about God.
After the break.
Okay.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
Angela, now that we're back, I want you to give a shout out to our listeners because we're at the halfway mark. How can people find you online?
Well, they can go to my website, which is hestiahealth.com. Hestia was a Greek goddess. She's all about getting the center of yourself lighting the flame within the center of yourself before you go out and light it in your community. So it's very symbolic to what we're talking about, obviously, into my mission. But Hestia is H-E-S-T-I-A, HestiaHealth.com. I'm on Facebook and on Twitter. And you can find out all about my radio show and my book and all of that good information there.
I was surprised at how reachable you were. When I realized that I was going to be on the same network as you, and then at the very beginning of this, when Om Times Media was starting the conscious community of radio show hosts, and we were talking about it, the moment that I actually had, I was super squee. It was absolutely hysterical. And we talked about this, but again, I want people to know how reachable you are, because it's important for a lifestyle coach to be incredibly reachable. You are not judgmental. And I dig that about you.
Well, thank you, but if you've read my book, there's very good reason for that. People have this idea, and again, this is expectation, and we put people in places, and in my case, like, I used to be a pack-a-day smoker. I have done many, many different kinds of drugs in my life. I talk about this in my book, so I'm not afraid. I have done things. I've experienced things. And so I remember when I was going to university, we used to have to do these little brief, as an exercise physiologist, we had like 10 minutes to work with people and do like little lifestyle coaching things with them. And people, I could hear them, my other colleagues who, you know, grew up, they played sports, were elite athletes, they never smoked, they never did anything. And they would say to the people that they were working with, you know, smoking's bad for you. I'm like, really? That's your advice? People know that smoking's bad for you. they don't need that. They're not going to be like, oh my goodness, are you serious? I totally didn't know that. I'm like, talk to them, ask them when they smoke, like what are their times that it's like, okay, I need to have a smoke outside of, you know, the nicotine part of it. Like, you know, I get up in the morning or when my wife and I get into a fight, you know, I smoke, or I have it with my coffee, and you start to kind of unravel their day and figure out, okay, well, it sounds to me like stress is obviously a big reason. So even before you quit smoking, let's talk about stress. Because if you quit smoking and you have nothing for stress, you're going to eat, or you're going to do something else to try and fill that. Because,
well, nature abhors a vacuum.
Yes, exactly. So, but it was just so funny. And so the reason, because I've done everything. People are like, people will say the weirdest things to me, like, you had a cheeseburger? I never thought you would eat a cheeseburger. Now, being who I am, it's probably an organic, grass-fed, homemade cheeseburger. But heck yeah, I eat cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers are good. Like, I don't eat them every day. And that's going back to this thing where we don't trust ourselves. We get stuck in this black or white place that, you know, oh, I can't do it. Or, you know, I had a cheeseburger. Now everything is ruined. I've totally fallen off the wagon. You know, why? See, I told myself I couldn't do it, and now I can't do it. It's like, no, just be mindful. Understand what it is. Because usually people don't know what they're really feeding. It's not about the cheeseburger. It's about something else. And that's where the awareness part comes in.
Oh, my God. You need T-shirts. It's not about the cheeseburger. That's the other thing I like about you. You have a sense of humor. I was a little, you know, I was a little reticent at the beginning, because then I remember you just, like, you threw your head back and you start busting up. And I'm like, oh, God, she gets it. You totally get it. And so I think you're pushing for this new paradigm. I like how happy you are. I like how happy you are. And here's the other thing. When you coach people, and when you talk, and I see you on your website and whatever, it's like you know that people are emotional beings, but you also tell people it's okay to be happy. Nothing bad's going to be happen if you're happy. And, you know, if eating a cookie makes you happy, please do that. And then we'll get back to point A. It's like, you don't have to sit there and make love to a piece of broccoli in farmer's market. Have the cookie.
Yes, have the cookie and enjoy it, though. What I want people not to do is to eat the cookie under the cover of night when nobody's watching them, and then they shove five cookies in their face in the bag, because you're not really eating the cookie. That's not about the cookie. That's about something else.
And so it's cheeseburger. It's not about the cookie.
So when you start to pull the energy out of that and you start to become aware, and then you realize that you can find other ways, better ways to substitute that cookie. for something better, something more fulfilling. Because here's the thing, I'm a Taurus. I'm a hedonist. I love pleasure. But what I realize is that there's many things in my life that bring me pleasure, like meditation, like eating well, like walking, all of those things.
Healthy people.
Yes. But I love wine. I also, and my husband says, don't admit this, but it's true. Sometimes I smoke cigarettes still. He's like, don't tell people that. I'm like, I don't care. This is who I am. And occasionally I'll have a couple glasses of wine. And if I'm with a friend, I might have a cigarette. And people when they're like, you know, but let people find their happiness and find their path and find their own rhythm to their life. And that's where we get away from, you know, people standing naked in front of the freezer in the middle of the night eating Haagen-Dazs out of the bucket, right?
Right. That's how this is also about the consciousness, though. And I want to point this out because this is not a non-smoking temple. I smoke about 10 cigarettes a day and I'm really happy about it. It's not going to be what kills me. And in fact, if they came along and said you can no longer smoke, I'd probably be okay with that. People have to understand that nicotine is a really, really, really profound substance. However, what it does is that they have not been able to mimic the what it does to the brain. It's one of the only drugs on the planet that I think uptakes your serotonin, and also it relaxes you and gives you energy at the same time. It's a very bizarre substance, and what is happening though is that with regard to the abuse behind it, and the cost of it, I know plenty of people who have died from lung cancer, certain kind of cancers. My ex-husband's aunt, she died as a result, and she was very healthy, didn't smoke a day in her life. She died from lung cancer. You have to be predisposed to these kinds of things. So there's a trigger inside of you that the corporations are trying to flip on. Modern medicine will you know, dim the light, but once that trigger's flipped, your body is in a process of. Have you read? You've of course read Carolyn Miss's books, right?
Yes.
So
many.
Yeah, of course. And so healing your body and healing your mind, that the mind body spirit connection does begin with you, because what works for you may not work for this person or that person, and all these different allergies that we've developed. I don't remember. You know what our parents ate? Our grandparents, they ate food.
Yes.
And food. Yeah, and it's like, you know, when Peter and I, or Zen Master Ted, sorry, I gave you a real name. Zen Master Ted and I create food from our garden. It's funny because, you know, it's like, this is food.
Yes.
And it's like, this is what food looks like. This is what food feels like. And this is, you know, nowadays people are like, what are you eating? Well, I'm eating food. Well, that's weird. No. When did eating food, actual food, become weird? And actually, you know, trendy. What are you eating? Food. Oh, that's so trendy of you.
Well, and, you know, when we talk about healing the body, healing the world, food is one of the biggest things that you can do, right? Because when you look at the way that our food is produced, and by choosing food, like producing it in your own, growing it in your own garden, with creating healthy soils, you're inviting the bees into your yard, you know, the pollinators, all of those amazing things. And then you're also feeding your body what it needs. And it's not just the nutrients, but it's also the life force energy. And all of that kind of stuff, that's the ripple that we created. You know, you hear that very common saying by Gandhi, you be the change you wish to see. Well, every time that you go out and you eat real food, you are being the change. Because not only are you giving your body stuff that it needs, but you're also saying, this is what I vote for in my life. I want to have food, clean food, that's produced in ways that are sustainable and are taken the honor and the reverence of whoever or whatever's life was.
The prana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that matters. And so I eat real food, and it's not always low fat, and it's not always, you know, but it's high quality food that was grown with a level of reverence, which is important to me. And it's not, I eat probably more cheese than I should.
Night cheese. Yeah. Night cheese. I'm getting my night cheese on. It's like my daughter and I, when she's like hanging out here for the weekend or whatever, she's like, hey mom, like got any night cheese? Like, it's like, oh yeah, white sharp cheddar. Let's go. It's like a guilty thing. And we're like, nom nom, but it's okay. Food is okay. Because, you know, how do we use our body and our health as that catalyst that you see, the better world? What does that mean? I mean, what things can we do today? Okay, the listeners are listening. They're going to go, okay, I'm going to go have some lunch. What can they do right now to heal their bodies that can also heal the world?
Well, there are many ways. So I talk about five different components of the what I call the optimal healing environment. So my book is called Healing Environment because it's not only about creating the healing environment in the body, which is boosting that innate healing ability, but it's also healing the environment, our outer world as well. And so there's five things that I talk about. Creative movement, which is moving your body. I'm not a huge fan of the gym, which I know is another thing as an exercise physiologist. I'm probably supposed to tell people to go work out at the gym, but I don't find the gym very life-giving. Now, that being said, let me just say that if you go to the gym and you love it and it's something that's part of your life and it works for you, that's great. Overwhelmingly, I work for people who don't like going to the gym. They just go there because they feel like they should. So I say creative movement, and that can be gardening, that can be yard work, that can be dancing in your kitchen with your broom. That can be, doing yoga, it can be going for a walk, bike riding, whatever it is that you like to do in order to move your body. Your body is the vessel from which your spirit has the opportunity to express itself in the world. So find a way that allows for that, because that's pretty darn important.
Okay, so that's one, active movement. Okay, it's funny, Gary Chapman with the five languages of love, Angela Levesque with the five languages of, you know, getting healthy. So number one, movement. Number two.
Creative movement. So stress reduction. This is so important. It's not a glamorous topic, but 60 to 90% of all doctor's visits are either directly related to stress or exacerbated by it. So it is something that we need to think about. And not just stress management, but stress elimination. Are there things in your life that you're getting worked up about that you don't need to even have in your life? Prune those things out. Get rid of them. And so part of the stress reduction is that when you learn to relax, that gives you a level of mindfulness. And is mindfulness, when we talk about, is that the music already?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know,
oh, man.
Right?
All right. It's okay.
Don't stress out about it, okay? We'll be right back.
I won't. I'm nice and relaxed.
Are you sure? You sure?
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, Angela, I have to ask you a question.
Sure. That's what I'm here for.
I must ask you a question. Can you hear the music on your end? Because it sounds like it's like like the tape is like, or something is like getting like, I just want to know if it's me or you or.
No, it does sound a little bit fuzzy.
Okay. I just wondered about that because I thought, is it my headphones or whatever? So, but we were talking about the
five
using,
components.
Yeah. The like we were at number two because the first one was activity. The second one was.
It's stress reduction.
Stress reduction.
And part of that and how this relates to healing the world, right? Well, part of relaxation is being mindful. It's very hard to relax. You can listen to any guided meditation CD in the world, but if you're not listening to it, it doesn't it doesn't relax you just through osmosis or something. So so being mindful. And as we become more mindful and aware, we start to realize just how connected we are. And it becomes so much more difficult to, do things against your neighbor or against the animals or against the earth once you really appreciate that level of connection. So that's the other thing. I sometimes do entire interviews just on these five things. So I'll keep it short because we're in our last segment. The third one is.
Hurry up. Don't stress me out.
Real food. We've already talked about this, but nothing can fundamentally change especially some of our environmental issues. For example, talking about 1 year of water left in California, they're cutting down beautiful mature orchards to put up water-sucking almond trees, which are like they take four times the amount of water. And again,
this is – I was going to say as we drove from Sacramento to Joshua Tree, we did see several – almond tree orchards like in complete they were obliterated. They weren't there anymore.
Yes.
Just it was kind of sad actually, but I didn't know that. So they're actually going, okay, these take up too much. So go on. So
we just need to be mindful. We need to eat whole foods. One of the reasons, and this is how you kind of bring some meaning behind your choices. One of the reasons I don't eat fast food is because I'm such a tree hugger. And once I realized that fundamentally nothing has changed our food production and delivery and supply system more than fast food, it became a preference instead of a sacrifice.
I'm just going to step in here real quickly because I want to point out, I don't know, have you ever had to live on food stamps or government assistance?
No.
Okay, I have. And I've raised a family in a Midwestern area where I was working three jobs and I was, I was a single mom. And it was devastating. And I had to, I needed assistance. Well, based on what we're looking at is there are a lot of obese people. We look at these obese people who are on food stamps and live in these, these lower income areas because the only thing you can friggin' afford are these starch filled, calorie, it's the kind of food that is affordable. And not only that, I know personally of people who are like, I'm like, why are you taking your family out for friggin', fast food when they're like, okay, first of all, it's cheaper than actually going to the market. And I mean, if you do the math, what has happened is that our world has created this crisis of food and has made unhealthy food the only kind of food available to people who cannot reach out and be educated because it's convenient, it's cheap, and it's there.
Yes.
Now, in the middle of Chicago, I've been to Chicago. One of the most incredible things I saw in the middle of this giant city was a community garden for free. This garden, it blew my mind. So I don't want to hear people complain about, well, I live in the city. I can't have a garden. Yes, you can. If you gather together and you have a community garden, we stumbled on it. It was like an acre wide of little, and it was just like, take what you need. And it was awesome. We can start doing that.
We can. I want to speak to, if you went and you say, okay, we're not talking buying organics or, very specific like that, because I appreciate, as I get older, I have more disposable income. But if you talk about, if you bought a family of four at McDonald's, you would have to make different choices, though, but you could absolutely go to the market and make real food and it not be Because the average.
Oh, no. Angela, this is something that we really need to, because you and I talked about this before. You worked in the service industry. You know how difficult that is. And see, this is the crisis. And this is also what we need to look at globally, is the fact that as families are torn apart and as more people have to work harder, I worked all friggin' day, and I don't want to cuss, but I was exhausted. Going home, making food was like the last thing I wanted to do after working. And then, you know, my kids at school, the world has made it really, really difficult for people to do the right and conscious thing. And I'm intelligent, man. Like, I know I'm not, I haven't been sheltered. I grew up in a Mormon household where food was like, you know, awesome. Like, it was conscious food. We grew our own food. In fact, you know, we called our pigs breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you know, it's like we ate conscious food that was filled with love and light and meaning. But there are so many people out there, Angela, who are blind and won't pick up your book. And they're exhausted. And see, that's where we have to hold corporations accountable, because it's even our president here, Barack Obama in the United States, was like, yeah, you go ahead and try and live on $18,000 a year. You know, it's like people, they're the corporations that should be taking care of us, because they have made themselves the gods of the universe. All right. They are not behaving consciously.
No, they are not. They are not. And the government, in fact, still subsidizes corn. So they have a lot of food subsidies for some of the most unhealthy food.
You know what, Angela? I'm going to have to bring you back. We're going to have to do this some more, because I love you. And I just Zen Master Ted was like flinging a cactus across the room. He's like, you got 3 minutes left, sir. I'm like, oh, no. Like, hey, let's just like talk for another couple hours, yo.
I know.
You're awesome. Yes. You are
well,
awesome.
Thank you.
So one more time, HestiaHealth.com.
Yes, HestiaHealth.com. I want to say something else, just shameless self-promotion here. But it's free. My book, if you're listening to the rebroadcast anytime between May 11th and 13th, my Kindle version of my book will be free Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, May 11th through the 13th. So if you want to pick that up and read it and share it and do whatever, that's fantastic.
That is really generous. Thank you. That is awesome, especially because it's like spring break. All you college students out there, download it, read it on your way home, on the train, the subway, the airplane. Yeah, man, because you guys are the ones that are going to change it in the future. You know, there are people out there who cannot be reached. But yeah, this is awesome. Thank you, Angela. Thank you for that. Yeah, download her book. It's good. It's really good. And I like your writing style, because you don't preach.
Thank you.
Talking about conscious commerce, my guests next week I'm doing this like series on conscious commerce. So this sort of it's dedicated to commerce with consciousness. And this isn't like the boring infomercial episode either. These are enterprises where I think that you should spend your money, because that thing called change is more than what's jingling in your pocket. I'm going to go around the globe and interview folks who I think make a living doing what they love without like succumbing to greed or cutting corners by sacrificing qualities. And these are merchants and professionals who have like a verifiable history of doing the right thing and thriving too. We need to be nepotistic. We need to support one another. You know, we need to find the doctors, to the window washers, to the dog sitters, to, you know, that make a difference while making money, because there's nothing wrong with making money. That's the other thing. You know, money is not the problem. Greed is. And I found these guys at Savannah Spirit. The meaning of Savannah is derived from a Tibetan word translated. It's like oasis of enlightenment. Anyway, so I'm having them. It's Ben and Sam Mendelson, I think it is. Ben and Sam from Savannah Spirit. They are amazing. Angela, you should go take a look at their website. It is awesome. So I'm having them on next week, and we're going to talk about how they again, like I said, I read comments when I go to Facebook pages and stuff. I really just kind of listen and see what people are saying. And somebody took them to task for not being fair trade. They're like, I don't think so. And they were like, yeah, go here, here, and here. Booyah. And I was like, what the bitches? Anyways, these guys are awesome. And I fell in love with them. And they have one of the best t-shirts. They sent me a t-shirt like months ago. And I was like, oh, my God, I love this shirt. So anyways, everybody, you can find me at namaste.com. Schedule reading. That's namaste with an H. I'm an intuitive reader too, but I'm not going to tell you to exercise because all I do is just dance in my kitchen with a broom. It's true. I do.
Hey, and I just want to say you're going to be on my show on May 27th. So that'll be fun as well.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. And see, and this was awesome how this happened. So it was like, I sent you a request to be on my show. You sent me a request. It passed and we're like, we're psychic. It was kismet. It was divine coincidence. And I don't think I'd even hit send yet. And we started talking about that. And it's just a joy to be out here at Om Times with you, really. I think that the people who are driving this bus know what they're doing. And I want to thank my sponsor, too, Alchemy Stones. Have you seen Alchemy Stones, Angela?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. These are – talk about more conscious commerce. Alchemy Stones, they're really high vibration well, it's art. It's art with consciousness, and it's you know, it's like get stoned with alchemy stones. It's like high vibration stuff. I give them to the recipients of the Namaste Award that I hand out at the end of every month. And by the way, it is Mother's Day this weekend here in the United States. If any of our listeners are still looking for an awesome gift for mom, give her a rock. All right, I am so happy to have this conversation with Angela, and we're going to do this again someday really soon. Thanks, Ange.
Thank you.
I'm out of here. Are you? Let's go.
All right.
Eat some good food. Some real food.
Real food.